Think about this blind man, Bartimaeus. Day after day, sitting along the side of the road, begging. The story of Bartimaeus in today's gospel is one of the few healing stories where we have a name. He wasn't just that blind beggar. He had an identity. So do we. Each person has a unique identity and dignity as a person created and loved by God. During Jesus' time, people believed that a person with a handicap was cursed by God for either a sin they'd committed or that their parents had committed. Individuals like Bartimaeus had to beg for help, maybe for many years. Bartimaeus hears Jesus approaching and must have known what he could do, so he calls out to him. Jesus heard him, stopped, called him over and asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" Note that Jesus didn't ask him, "So what did you do?" He simply asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" In last Sunday's gospel, Jesus asks James and John the same question. "What do you wish me to do for you?" We remember how they responded. They wanted to sit at places of honor at either side of Jesus in the kingdom. Bartimaeus responds, "Master, I want to see." "Master, I want to see." Bartimaeus simply wants to see. His sight is restored, and he follows Jesus, now a disciple. Jesus offers us that same question. "What do you want me to do for you?" What might our answer be? "Master, I want to," and we fill in the blank. I started a list. My list has 51 items so far. "Master, I want to love as you love." "Master, I want to see you in every person." "Master, I want to pray better." "Master, I want to trust you more." And so on. While the story of Bartimaeus is a story of a blind man, it's our story as well. We can all be at times by the side of the road, in need of help, as the world seems to pass us by. It may not be blindness, it may be illness, or guilt, or addictions, or self-esteem, or loss due to the tragedy we saw yesterday in Pittsburgh. We can learn from Bartimaeus. In today's short gospel story, we see Bartimaeus as a person who believed, who called out, persisted, was answered, and who responded. Bartimaeus believed that Jesus could help him. It would have been easy for him to think that his situation was hopeless, that he would never see again. But he chose to believe that no matter how impossible it seemed, this Jesus could make him see. To believe was Bartimaeus' choice. To believe is our choice as well. Bartimaeus called out to Jesus for help. He took a risk, crying out to Jesus. And when he did, Jesus responded. We may need at times to take that risk as well. It doesn't matter who we are or what our situation is. Jesus will respond to us if we call out to him. Bartimaeus persisted. People tried to quiet him. He was a distraction, but he kept calling out. Jesus heard him, gave him what he asked for, his sight. Jesus hears us as well when we call out to him, but it may require persistence and patience and trust. We, like Bartimaeus, may have to call out to Jesus again and again, even when it may seem like he's not paying attention. Remember what Jesus said to Bartimaeus. Your faith has saved you. Persistence, combined with patience and trust, works. Bartimaeus was answered by Jesus. Bartimaeus responded to Jesus' invitation to come. And that probably took some courage and trust. Jesus granted Bartimaeus' request. That may be the same for each one of us, needing some courage and trust in order to be opened to Jesus' presence in our lives and his offer to help. Being blind, Bartimaeus probably needed help to find his way to where Jesus stood. We may need help as well. And our help might just come from unexpected sources. Bartimaeus responded to the gift he had received. His response was choosing to follow Jesus on the way, becoming his disciple. And he did it immediately. No doubt he was one very grateful disciple. We're called to follow Jesus as well, also as his grateful disciples. Grateful for our prayers answered and blessings received. We may, however, need to get rid of our own blindness, whatever that may be, before we can be that grateful and dedicated follower of Jesus that we're called to be. We can call out to Jesus as Bartimaeus did. Master, I want to see. Maybe for us it's, Master, help me to know where I am truly blind and help me to see. Following Jesus, being his disciples, are decisions we make each day. Doing and saying, living and loving as Jesus does. After Jesus' miracle in today's gospel, people would see a different Bartimaeus, a changed Bartimaeus. Not only that he could now see, but that he had become Jesus' follower. Perhaps becoming that unexpected source for others, helping them to approach Jesus as well. When we daily choose to follow Jesus and demonstrate his living in us, our example could be that unexpected source that helps others to approach him as well. After Jesus stopped to call Bartimaeus, those who tried to quiet him now said, "Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you." Jesus calls us. And it may take courage for us to get up from where we are and to trust him, to follow him. Even if we aren't blind like Bartimaeus, we can be in difficult circumstances as well as we make our journeys of faith. We can remember this story of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus, after his encounter with Jesus, immediately followed him on the way. He doesn't know where Jesus is going, but wherever it is, that's the way Bartimaeus is going. That's the best response for us when we're invited to come to him as Bartimaeus was. To trust that Jesus knows what he's doing. To accept that faith is all that we really need. And to follow him without looking back. Bartimaeus believed in Jesus, called out to him, persisted, was answered by Jesus, and responded to that encounter by following him. His story can be ours as well.